Hello, everybody.
Hello there, folks.
Thank you, Johnny. Johnny, anything else you want to tell the folks?
Wake up and smell the coffee.
That's right, Johnny. Welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Second Chance Romance. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn.
Hey, girl, hey. Okay.
My girl, hi.
Let's do this.
Here we go, everybody. Get some red wine. Your sweet honey. Sit in front of a fire. Take off your clothes.
Oh.
And listen to a little Second Chance Romance. Dawn, who do we have?
Today we have a gentleman named Mason.
And Mason?
Mason, he's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Mason.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
Hi, Mason. Well, hello. Good name. Oh, good name. Mason, why don't you go ahead and tell us your story? Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, well, here's the thing. I guess our first date was at the casino because, you know, that's where I met her. She was with a friend. And I started talking to them because we were like at machines right next to each other, you know.
Okay.
You know, next thing you know, we're all hanging out together and having a great time. She's got a great body and she's really cute, you know. I mean, she's got long, curly hair and I don't know. I kind of dug her tattoos as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
you just keep playing together or what'd you do on
your
date, I guess?
Well, we were, you know, we're kind of getting on a streak and things were going great. And then, you know, that was the whole date. And then I guess we made so much, we kind of spent the night there.
Oh, so you kept running big. Oh, like a free room?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, bingo. And then,
well, yeah, it kind of went fast. She has kids, but she was able to get her sister, I think, to keep the kids overnight. It just kind of, boom, happened.
Boom.
Boom. Oh.
What?
Okay.
So I'm imagining, since it was boom, there was some chemistry, right? Non-friend energy, like some good chemistry between the two of you?
Yes, okay. Indeed. Yeah, I'm thinking like, wow, this is my new girlfriend, you know? So we set up another date because I really wanted to see her again. You know, I didn't want her to think, too, that like, oh, hey, this was just a fun night and that's it, you know? So I didn't want her to think I was just out for that, so.
Okay, and she seemed open to that at the time?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how have you tried to communicate after the date then?
Well, you know, we set it up, texted each other, talked, and we went on a date. I didn't know what to do with the second date, you know, because casino is like exciting. We're having a great time. So we kind of went to the mall. We ate at a place in there, you know, just kind of walked around. And then I was like, well, you want to go back to the casino?
Oh,
okay.
So it was like she was up for that, excited, and so we went, you know.
Okay.
So
yeah,
still even then there was still you were feeling good energy between you. There you weren't feeling like maybe you were swimming in the friend ocean.
No, yes, no, definitely there was a romantic vibe to it. I mean, I felt like, you know, she really liked me. I don't know. I mean, she went out with me again, so I don't think I was bad in the bed department. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't had anyone really complain about me in that way.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Jackpot!
Okay. Huh. Mason, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. You are going to be able to hear everything. Now, Dawn got a hold of your date. All she knows is that we're going to ask her about an old date of hers. That's what we told her. She doesn't know it's you, nothing else. And she's heard nothing yet. So will you hold on just a minute while we talk to her?
Okay, sure. I'll mute and then I'll hang out.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to mute. Yeah, we'll put you on hold. Mason, hold on just a second. Okay, Dawn, what's her name?
Her name is Gabrielle. Okay. Hi, Gabrielle. Welcome to the Jason and Alexis show. Thank you so much for answering your phone today.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm really good. Thanks.
I know it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, this is weird. I know. But we appreciate you being willing to talk to us on a radio show about a date of yours. Do you remember going out with a guy named Mason?
Oh, Mason? Well, of course I do.
Okay. Well, that's good news. Oh, so
he sounds delightful and delighted.
Your voice picked up a little bit. Here's the deal. We're just kind of wondering. Yeah. We got the impression, we were told that there wasn't another date. Like after, was there a reason? Did he do something? Were you not feeling it?
Oh, that's what he's okay. He's okay. All right. Well, let's see.
Yeah, he's okay.
Okay. When I met him, I'm going to just be completely honest. He was just rolling in the cash. He had nice clothes on. He was giving me money to gamble with. Oh my God. We spent the whole night there gambling and when we had a second date, it just wasn't the same. And I just made a promise to myself that I'm not going to waste time. If I feel like someone just ends up feeling like they might be cheap or acting cheap when in the beginning they act like they aren't, I've had weird experiences like that.
So you said cheap? They start acting cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Can you clarify that a little bit?
Yeah, I don't mean to be a jerk, but here's the thing. I mean, I'm old fashioned. I just think that a guy should pay for everything all the time. It's just something that I've always lived by. And it feels to me, a very big red flag if they just stop suddenly paying for you on your second date. I mean, honestly, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's really good looking and it seemed like he could afford to pay. So, then when he he just didn't give me any money to gamble with the second time and we were at the casino and so he was gambling and I was just like holding my ground and it just felt awkward then and so I just decided to move on, I guess.
Okay, well,
appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, hey, thanks for letting us know how you feel, you know?
Here's the deal. We obviously knew you because of Mason. Mason is on the other line, and has heard everything. So we're gonna put Mason up.
Oh gosh,
Mason.
Okay.
Hey, Mason.
Gabrielle.
Oh, I'm a little embarrassed. Oh, hi.
Well, look, hello? I'm sorry I didn't give you any money the second time. You know, I mean, gosh, I don't know. I just the first time we were winning. I was winning a lot, so I was, like, celebrating, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I'm not trying to be greedy. I'm just kind of traditional. And
well, I understand. I guess I was a little nervous. I didn't think of paying for all that. I paid for dinner, though, the second time.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And looking back, it seemed like you paid the first time to get on my good side so we could spend more time together. You know what I mean?
Oh. Well, now, why would I take you out again if that was all I was after? It would have been done.
Well, that's sweet, but I mean, that's very sweet, but I just feel a woman shouldn't have to pay for dates, especially since you're the one who asked me out.
Okay. Well, so you're talking about like gambling money.
Gambling money. She wants him to pay for everything. So what if we gave you a gift card to go out again?
Would neither of you have to pay.
Yeah. Would you go out again?
I do want to go out with her again. I don't even want the gift card. I'll pay. Whatever you want to do, it's fine.
So, well, Gabrielle, yes or no?
I mean, I guess, yeah. Thank you. I mean, I appreciate
Oh.
As long as there's an understanding now, I mean.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so you understand what she expects, and you're okay with that, Mason?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Oh,
well,
guys, we're all going out with that gift card. We're going to Sizzler.
Congratulations.
So, I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, well, good.
Why don't you guys hold on?
Yay.
And Dawn's going to get, Gabrielle, we're going to get your info so we can send you the card, okay?
Yeah, you can use it however you want.
Yeah.
Yes. Give it
you
to
can
a
send
friend.
It to him.
Okay, we'll send it to him. Okay.
And he can put it in a stocking stuffer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you take gambling money.
Yeah, gambling money. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Well, let
have
us
a good
know
week.
How it goes.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good summer.
Bye.
I don't feel good about that at all.
Neither do I.
I already had to go to the bathroom, and now it's...
I feel my chest cramping up.
That's not going to work. Stuff
yeah,
like that.
Just how that...
So they're going out again, but we don't want them to...
No,
kinda, yeah.
I think that's the first time it's ever happened in Herstory.
I know,
Herstory
of, like jumping out of our seats here, but...
Yeah, I got ready to play Celebration and I decided not to play the music.
Yeah. Okay, but he seems okay with paying all the time for everything.
I guess,
that's
yeah.
fine.
So...
Okay. You're okay with it. Well, here's what'll make us happy. You ready?
Yeah.
We have another winner. In our My Talk 107.1 at Madness extravaganza, somebody's going to win tickets to our 20th.
She's a gold digger, but
this girl isn't a gold digger.
No, broke.
Yeah. So our at Madness winner for today is Christine Plante, or Plant, P-L-A-N-T-E. Christine, you don't have to call in. You're just going to get an email about how you're going to go to Lush with a friend on the 21st of July for our 20th anniversary party. It's
Woo-hoo!
That easy. What is this music?
It's making it's me... tic-tac-doe.
Oh, it feels a little weird.
Dawn is wrapping her body like she's uncomfortable.
I
you're being.
I don't like the tone. The tone is really extreme.
He keeps playing it.
It's extreme high end. It's like no bass in that. Ooh, that treble.
Christine Bland, you're the
it
winner.
Feels like water is squishy.
We're going to take a break. The Turtler is next.
5 stars. That's how much Dr. Amy Hughes's patients love her work. The incredible 5-star reviews for my friend Dr. Amy Hughes of Hughes Dental just keep on coming. And if you're thinking about creating your best smile, call my friend Dr. Amy Hughes. Again, she is a 5-star rated dentist. I said 5-star.
And in Minnesota, she's one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists through the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry.
That's great. I actually Googled what people are saying about her, and our friend Dr. Amy is doing it right. Her patient Nicole had this to say about her experience with the team at Hughes Dental. I had the absolute best experience with Dr. Amy Hughes and her team. They are incredible. I came in wanting to improve my smile, and their work was flawless. They listened to my needs and concerns and tailored my treatment plan appropriately. I'm obsessed with my new smile. I wish I'd done this sooner.
I jumped on the Google too. Here's what Shannon said about her experience. Hughes Dental is amazing. I always feel that my dental needs are met in an efficient and professional way, and that Dr. Hughes and Jackie truly care about their patients. I really appreciate the attention to detail and fancy technology that they have also. Thanks for all you do, Dr. Hughes.
You can see some of Dr. Amy's patients' beautiful new smiles on her website, hughes-dental.com. While you're on her website, check out the free video consult. Be sure to let them know that Jason told you that Hughes Dental is the only choice for your smile makeover.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. It is our job to provide you the biggest entertainment and pop culture headlines of the day, and we do that for you daily in our little dog and pony show in the Dirt Alerts. What do we have, Dawn?
Okay, remember back in the day when Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off of a bat?
Yes!
Yep.
And he got rabies, I think. Or maybe that was just a rumor. Either way, gross. Well, yeah. He has really done a 180 because now he protects bats.
Oh,
he
wow.
applied. I guess you have to apply in the UK to install bat boxes at your home.
Yeah.
So it's like a little birdhouse for bats, and they can build their little bat homes in there, and it keeps their little bat kids away from predators and cold temperatures. So you can do this here in Minnesota, I believe. We talked about it, I believe, on the Krabby Coffee Podcast. Krabby, you know that podcast I'm on that I can't say?
The news from the Krabby Coffee Shop.
Yeah, I believe there you go. Good God. All right. So anyway, I think you can do this in Minnesota, but I think this is cool.
Oh, well, yeah.
I do. Yeah. What a way to turn something that could have been used against you and turn it into a net positive for you.
And I really believe, so Sharon got booted from the talk, so now they're just moving back to the UK. They're going to be happier there. Like, get out of LA. He's recovering from his recent surgery, so once that's done, they're moving to LA, or I'm sorry, to the UK, and just, you know, going to live their UK lives.
Good.
People might not be like so Aussie. Hard on him. Yeah, he's definitely a good dude, so yeah. Okay, Billie Eilish, have you seen the wax figure of her that's at the Hollywood Wax Museum?
Is it bad?
No, I think it's excellent. People, of course, are going after this, saying it's bad, but I'm telling you what, it looks just like her. So we always make fun of, you know, the big name in all of this is Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Wax Museum is really killing it, except for a couple I see. Samuel L. Jackson looks kind of plastic.
Oh, it's bad. That
that's
one
not
is
good
bad.
For him. But no. if you look at, I'll tweet this out so that people can see what it looks like. She doesn't have her iconic green hair, which was a little disappointing to me. And people are complaining about how dead her eyes look. Like, they look very like she's staring into your soul. But she looks like that. Like,
but sometimes,
this is,
I was just going to say,
look, like,
no shade, but that's how she looks.
Like, her sleepy look to her eyes, that's just naturally the way she looks. And I think it looks great. BuzzFeed had a list of all the, they had a list of what people were saying, though. Let's see. One of them put a picture of Wendy Williams turning around and looking back at her screen, and it says, "Who the hell is this?" And then someone else said, "This is Britney from Glee." Because it's a blonde, just fully bleached blonde, Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then someone had a scared person that says it's lazily staring into my soul. They had a picture of Billie Eilish crying about something on Instagram. That's barely Billie Eilish, bro.
She looks pissed in this. In
she
her
does.
Wax, her
I'm looking
figure.
At it right now.
Yeah.
She does.
She does look pissed, but doesn't it look like her?
It does look like her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I think it's pretty good. I want to see more from them. Like, the Sandra Bullock looks really great.
Yeah.
They don't show you everything about it.
Yeah, I haven't.
Do they have to give permission to do that, or is it just like,
from what I understand, you have to go in and they have to do a 3D image of your body. Like, they have to take
naked.
Naked?
No, I'm just joking. You have an aura, but yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, but that's a good question, though. But, well, I guess you do, what Dawn just said, but. But even if you can't do a sketch, I wonder if it is your likeness.
Yeah.
So I wonder legally if they can do it, because they're going to have to put your name on a plaque. So they're using your name.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess
and
you do.
They're from what I understand, the celebrities go in and they do a 3D imaging thing like a 3D printer would do. And that's how they create these figures. Back in the olden days, they just looked at a picture and were like trying to carve it out of a candle. I don't know.
That's true. I wonder if part of allowing them to do it is that you won't have issues with whatever the result is, that it's art and you can't say whether you like it or not. Because I wonder if Billie likes it or not.
Yeah.
Because that really would matter to me.
Yeah.
If I liked it just because
I
thought
would
it
be
was
so
a joke
mortified.
That it was actually her. And somebody just lied and said there was a new wax figure, so I had to look it up on their website, and
That's legit, yeah.
I would be so mortified if you had one, and then it looked like a melting candle.
Yeah, or it was during a puffy time where we don't look our best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you,
I guess there was an exhibit in Barcelona or Barcelona. And it looks terrible. She looks like she's leaning back. She's got some green hair, but wow.
Oh, it's a different
like
one.
Wobbly and high and drunk and
Speaking of high and drunk, Johnny Depp will not be given $301 million to return to Pirates of the Caribbean. That was a rumor going around.
Oh. Okay.
Yo-ho-ho.
Who causes these rumors? No, he's not going to be paid $300 million to come back.
Disney's not going to do that.
No.
No way.
Nope.
Dear friends, you want more of these stories? Of course you do. You know where you can find them? MyTalk1071.com. Or listen to the next Dirt Alert coming up on Colleen and Bradley at 12:20. And Lori and Julia, if they're back, I have no idea, at 5:20. We'll be back with a big fat movie review next.
Outside of talking to you two for 3 hours Monday through Friday, my other favorite person to talk to is my therapist.
Yeah, I know I'm good, Jason, but I don't have a psychology degree.
Hey, Don, you know where you can get one. St. Mary's University of Minnesota. You can earn your Bachelor of Science in Applied Psychology, and it's fully online.
Really?
Yes, and you can complete it in as few as 2 years. It's also a degree completion program with a generous transfer policy.
I've heard there is such a demand for careers in counseling and social services, school psychology, and human resources. A degree in applied psychology could provide the foundational knowledge needed to start in these careers.
The best part of St. Mary's is its heart. Faculty and staff get to know you and become your allies on your educational journey.
That's right, Don. Go to smumn.edu or use my talk keyword, St. Mary's.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, hour three. On this Tuesday, June 28th, 2022, I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Thanks for being here. Hulu has dropped a couple new movies, original movies. Didn't go to theater, went right to the Hulu. Talked about one in hour two, Fire Island. Lex loved it. I was a little less enthusiastic, but still liked it. You can watch Fire Island on Hulu. There's another movie on Hulu that was released at the same time, starring Dame Emma Thompson and newcomer Irish actor Daryl McCormick, who's also in Peaky Blinders as well.
Yes.
They're in a movie called Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. And that is this hour's Big Fat Movie Review.
How was the movie?
My Big Fat Movie Review.
So, to tell you the plot before, and I believe all three of us watched it, Emma Thompson plays a widow who is really kind of at a point in her life where she's stuck. She's kind of in a transition where she is not adventurous. She's a retired teacher. She's always played by the rules, never coloring outside the line, never taking any adventures. But she's realizing that she wants to step out of line. She wants to explore her sexuality. So she does something that she can never imagine ever doing, and that is hiring a sex worker, hiring a young man to have an adventure with, a sexual awakening. And that's the basis for, and through that intimacy, through the meetings, plural, you learn more about her. And you also learn more about him, Leo Grand. Lex, what did you think?
Oof, I loved this film.
I thought you might.
There's so many takeaways, so many feelings. It does just seem like, at least that in the premise there, you already have such feelings already about sex work in general, just what society says, how you feel in general. And I think a lot of people will watch this and it will just blow a lot of those beliefs out of your mind in some ways. I just thought the generational difference, they were kind of a foil for each other when she talked about her children and then him being a son and his relationship with his mom. I thought that was absolutely genius. And then just in general about being in a boring marriage or being in a marriage where you have never really felt pleasure and it was all about the man's pleasure. So for her to describe that in the very beginning, I thought, this is me if I hired a sex worker. She's overthinking. She's anxious. She's just like, doesn't know what to do and
doesn't know what to ask for. Is afraid to ask for
exactly.
what she wants.
Exactly. And then you're just, and then she's, there was a moment where I just started crying because it just felt so ridiculous for her. And I can understand that. And then after a few meetings, just the comfort of that. And he's a very unique person and how he can read people and know what they want. And it's not all about sex. It's really about Mm-mm. intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, wow, I really loved this film. And there's a lot. It's poignant.
A lot.
Yeah.
They shove a lot of stuff in an hour and 30 some minutes. Dawn, what did you think?
What you guys?
If there's something that I hate more than romance, it's intimacy. This is the cringiest thing I have ever tried to watch in my life. It is the most punishing, horrible. I've watched 45 minutes and it's been a painful experience.
Really?
This is worse than a romance. It's like a romance on top of romance, on top of intimacy, on top of uncomfortable, cringy.
Oh, yeah.
I can't watch it. I can't. Please.
Wow.
45 minutes in, I'm like, please let me out of this pain. I can't do it. I hate it so much.
Wow.
I think the acting is okay.
I couldn't get enough of it. I was like,
this is like the reverse of Pretty Woman. It's like this fantasy world that these sex workers, you know, are like, oh, he's so down to earth. Like, I'm not saying I don't know any, but I'm just saying, like, it's the hooker fantasy.
Right. Well,
I think that's offensive.
Yeah.
It's like a woman's fantasy.
If you finish it, though.
Thank you, Lex. Yeah.
I am not finishing this.
No, but no. But no,
because I'm just going to get more and more layers of cringiness that I can't take.
It's much layered.
But what we're saying is if you did finish it, you would realize that it's very much not Pretty Woman. That it is not the Hollywood hooker fantasy.
Well, I will accept that.
Yeah, seriously.
But just the uncomfortableness alone the preparation and all of this stuff, I can't take it.
Well, the woman, Katie, who wrote it, this was written by a woman.
Of course it was.
She consulted sex workers and sex therapists when she was writing the script, because I did a deep dive into this movie. There are several meetings. She had the sex worker and the sex therapist look at the situations to make sure they were not Hollywoodized. That's why I was smiling when you said that. Here's a little bit of Emma Thompson was interviewed.
I have to hear it. I thought you were going to play a clip of the movie.
No. Here's Emma Thompson talking about one of the, well, you'll see. She was talking, the interviewer asked her, do you think this is a brave role? And this was Emma Thompson's so fantastic response.
The reason people say it's brave is because it's not normalized. Yeah. So that's all. The fact is we don't see normal bodies on the screen ever. It requires bravery because... No, I live with a body that I don't like, and I don't know any woman who lives with a body that she likes. And so my question, I think, for everybody these days is, why are we wasting our time, our passion, our energy and our money on hating ourselves and not enjoying the vehicles that we have to live in?
Because it is interesting, don't you think, Lex? Now, Dawn will never go back to it. But at the end of the movie, Dawn, you realize the movie really isn't about the hooker fan. It's not even about the sex.
Like it, a woman's view of what she would want a male hooker to be.
It's not that.
Seems that way in the first.
Oh my God,
this writer. Oh, please.
No, yeah, the last scene.
Shades of Grey all over again.
No. No, Lex. Last scene,
that's
Lex,
saying,
right?
It kind of blows your mind in many ways because you think it's going to go one way and then it's just like, wow.
No, the very last sequence, right, Lex, with Emma, is it brings it home and it speaks to what Emma just said. I actually didn't think it was about sex at all.
And that is bad enough.
What?
For me.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think that.
Just all the intimacy and in the face and the cringy. Yeah, I can't.
I thought it was, it's so, this is so interesting.
Did you love it too, Jeez?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I never did say.
Oh my God.
I never did say. Oh, of course. I wouldn't have had you guys. I loved it. I thought it was, I loved it. Was one probably one of my now favorite Emma Thompson roles. I thought she was very real.
Yes.
I love him. Now I'm obsessed with him.
Wow. What a
Daryl McCormick. Yeah. Ooh. I thought he did a good job. He fascinated me. And his scenes toward the end, when you go three layers deeper with Leo, I thought he was really good. Don, you didn't get that deep in it.
To the first level with
Leo. Yeah, I know. and then her, it's so fascinating. I don't know if it's because I was looking at it through the lens of a guy. I don't know if I was looking at it just different. No, I never thought it was about the sex. Mm-hmm. I immediately got where they were going. I thought of it as a body positivity movie. As I got what Emma was saying almost immediately. I thought that that's where they were heading for her character, being okay having an orgasm, being okay with asking for what I want sexually.
That was very powerful.
I was going to say, yeah, very powerful for me.
I think that our listening audience, I think 80% of them will be with you guys. Honestly, I think that your opinion is the majority.
Maybe 70-30.
I get that. Yeah. What I don't like about romance movies is everything that this is so far. Because, of, you know, I've said it. I don't need to say anymore. It's just, you know, that uncomfortable,
it's a great conversation.
Like, intimate, like, I'm talking to you and, oh, Nancy. Can you say Nancy one more time? Jeez.
Phil goes, would you feel the same way if you didn't do a deep dive into the movie, Jason? Yeah. I did a deep dive because I loved it. The deep dive into why.
So back off, Phil.
Well, no, I'm just, Phil, I literally want to slap him across the forehead sometimes. Yeah. You're looking for, I almost said the S word, you're looking for crap that's not there. I loved the movie, therefore I did a deep dive into how it was made. Ugh, slap.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I love that. Good luck to you. Leo Grand is on Hulu. And it's an easy, well, not for Dawn.
Yeah.
It's an hour and a half, people. It's an hour and a half.
It is very intense.
I think that as actors, though, I bet it was just so fulfilling to play those roles because it's a raw thing. And it's got to be, for the actor, a great experience.
And it's just the two of them,
as an actor. Yeah.
And there's one other person that comes in later, but...
Barely.
Well, right.
Oh, my God. What's that about?
In the interviews, Emma and Daryl said, this was funny, Lex, that... they shot all the massive dialogue scenes first, and then at the very end of the shoot, they did all the sex scenes all together. Mm. So Emma was laughing. She was, girl, she was basically like, it was just fun. I just got to pretend to have sex. She goes, I was relieved at the end of the shoot. They did it over 19 days. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
19 days.
The whole movie?
Stuff. That's great.
Girl, please. I did, like, yeah.
No, I love that. I just watched it and thought, wow. Mm-hmm. What a unique film, and some great takeaways from it.
Yep. Good luck to you, Leo Grand, on Hulu. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to wrap things up after this. Sun coming
up when we walk out. And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
America, a quiet revolution has been taking place. More and more, both parents are working and raising families. Life seems to be moving faster than ever. And Americans have rediscovered, are redefining what's really important in their lives. Mm-hmm. They want quality in their personal life, in their business life, in the goods they purchase, and in the food they eat. They want good, basic home cooking, quality food, and they want choices, variety, all at a reasonable price. Americans want value.
Sizzler brings the choices that you've been looking for, giving you the right to choose. We're offering much more. By holding to traditions, yet changing with the times. Choices and selections, choices of directions, choices that can add a little freedom in your life.
a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
I sent you a text, Alexis, so I can't say on the air. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody.
It's a this, choir you want to join, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It feels like, you know, when they sing Rent.
Yeah.
You know?
525,600 minutes. Yeah.
Yes.
This final segment of Jason and Alexis in the Morning is sponsored by Sizzler, everybody.
Choices.
They get
choices.
It.
Very important. Right. Yes.
Very important. We should always, mm-hmm. have choices. That's
yes,
right.
We should.
There should be a Sizzler available to everybody that wants Sizzler.
Yes. That's right. And they say that's what America wants.
America wants Sizzler.
Yep.
Choices.
We don't want
choices.
I don't want somebody to tell me I can't go to Sizzler. I want to go and get that salad bar.
And I want to have I want shrimp and chicken and shrimp. I mean,
that's right.
Together.
Yeah.
Together. And I don't want anyone telling me I can't have chicken and shrimp together.
Yep.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jason, Lex, and Dawn. We are so glad you're here. And I'm gonna take a drink.
Oh,
I had to get some more.
Oh yeah, let's do that.
I took another. I bought this. I've been doing this a little bit. This Starbucks triple shot energy crap.
Any good
from the
can?
Yeah.
You know
dang,
what?
That's huge. How big is that?
It's about a baby's arm.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah, that's giganto. Wow.
Baby's arm.
Is it working for you? This triple shot energy or
I do. I don't do the whole baby arm. I do a little bit of it before a little burst before the television program.
Nice. Okay.
Keeps me going.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Just
it's
a little
delicious.
Blast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm. That's such a little. Contrasting size to that those little ones that we used
the
to
the little
drink.
Bitty ones. Yeah, no. This is a big one. Again, baby's arm. Baby's arm. Dawn, time to take your pills.
Oh, yeah. I know.
That thing's always going off.
I love Dawn's alarms.
The show wouldn't run.
Yeah, if you ever hear an alarm,
guys.
It's not at your house. It's Dawn's pill alarm. She has to take her. She takes her pills every time.
Makes me press the buttons right.
Uh-huh. Press those buttons right and take your pills. Drink your juice, Shelby. Drink your juice.
Yeah.
If you want to hear this music that's coming up in 1 second,
right now.
That's
now right
why
here.
The
hey.
Little alarm went
hey.
Off.
That's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so much. Donna and Steve up next.